and they're selling three and a.
Now, have you ever heard that those call anything else? That kind?
I can't remember. Nothing but a toad and bull and ring frog.
Well, do you know a kind that, you know, supposed to be a sign that the winter's over? You never heard of a kind like that?
No, well, we know about when the rain coming. That's the one that's rainfall. It makes the noise. Sounds.
So that's the one that makes the noise then? Uh-huh. Well, what's the frog that never grows much over an inch long?
A rain frog always be little.
So that's what that kind.
Green frog.
And what do you go fishing with when you go fishing?
Worms and according to where you're fishing at. You fish with worms and cut bait. That's something like meat. You cut up a shrimp, that's dead, you know. And then you fish with live bait, live minnows. That's to catch the crappies and bass.
Well, now, you said you fish with worms. Now, do you know any other names for worms?
Red baits, wigglers, and earthworms.
What kind do you like to fish with?
Wigglers.
How are they a bit different?
They move a lot. They're wigglers all the time.
Are they bigger or smaller or what?
They're bigger than the earthworms and the red bait. Coffee worm, they call them. The wigglers are larger.
Well, the red bait and the earthworm, are they about the same size?
Red bait is smaller than any of them.
It's the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
And the wiggler is the bigger kind.
Right.
And what's the hard shell animal that pull it and its neck and its legs in into its shell?
A tarpon.
Well, now which one lives in dry land?
Tarpon, I think.
And what about lives in the fresh water?
Oh, turtle. What's those things? A gopher does it too.
And what's a gopher?
It's just another animal with a shell on it.
Is it different from tarpon?
Yeah. He's different from tarpon.
So, does it live on dry land? The gopher does?
The gopher does. It digs a hole in dry land. Yeah.
And what about salt water? What kind of live there?
I think the tarpon lives in the salt water. I think it's a. I'm not sure about it.
You're not sure about it?
No, I'm not. Cause, I've seen them. We go down the side, we see them in salt water, but I never know what, you know. You can't tell it unless you get close enough on them to see what they are.
They sort of all look the same?
Yeah, but only thing, one have a tail, a longer tail than the other. That's the only way I know them apart. A tarpon don't have a tail, just a little bitty one. But a turtle have a tail like this, you know.
About 5 inches long?
Oh, if he's about 16 inches in diameter, you know, big,
yeah.
He have a tail about 5 inches long.
That's a long tail. Does a gopher have a tail?
I think a gopher has a tail too. I think he does.
Well, there's another kind of little animal that you might find in freshwater streams. It's got claws. And when you turn over a rock, sometimes it'll swim away from it backwards.
A crawfish?
Yeah, and that, now, do you have those around here?
I swim down the branch down there.
Do you eat those?
No.
Now, a few minutes ago you said you had shrimps around here?
No.
Oh,
they're in the south. They
are. Did you get them here?
Yeah, you get them here. They suck them in.
Well, so if you went to the fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of
shrimp.
And are there different kinds of this?
No, a medium and large is all on a difference.
Well, describe that then.
You get, the medium is little ones like your finger.